Okay, tonight is Wednesday night, December 25th, or fourth night of Hanukkah. This is the women's Gemara Shir. We're doing something on Inyani Hanukkah about the Takana of Rava, Vitzorach Ner Acher. Okay, Rabotai. Going to do something tonight for Hanukkah. And we're going to start.
Are there sheets?
Of course, there's sheets. Give out sheets. Plenty of sheets. Okay. So we'll start with a survey says if somebody were to ask you as to why it is our custom to light a shamash, in addition to the required neirot of that particular night, what would be your response?
It says it in neirot
halal. Good, excellent. Ein lanu rishut lehishtamesh bahem. So, if you're not allowed to use them, so what is the concern?
That it will get dark and you'll...
That it's always going to be dark. Right. It's always going to. You're going by mistakenly. You're going to use one of them.
To light the others.
No. That's a different. That's a different issue. You'll sit there. You'll want to read because you know there's no electricity in the house at that time. So therefore, to guarantee that you will not violate the isur of hana'ah with deriving benefit, you put the shamash. And any benefit that you might attribute is to be, any benefit you might generate is attributed to the shamash. But that's the standard answer. So now we're going to learn something else. I'm not saying that that's wrong, but we're going to see a very interesting comment of the Vilna Gaon as he asks us to erase two words in the Gemara. And when you erase those words in the Gemara, a new interpretation will emerge, and based on a Rashi as well. So, first of all, I just want to show you that not everyone agrees that you're not permitted to derive benefit from the candles. There is actually a Machloikis Amoraim. So if you take sheet number one, and it's only labeled number one because last night there was nothing going on in sports. Not one NBA game, not one NHL game. They gave them all off for Christmas Eve. Today there are three. Yes, plenty of games today. Three televised NBA games today, and a big one tonight also. But last night there was nothing, so I had to like number them like a human being. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. Okay. Amar Rav Huna, the bottom of the page, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. This perek is the perek which describes Bameh Madlikin Ubama Ein Madlikin. If you daven on Friday night and you see in the Sidur, right after Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbat, right before Baruch Hu, there is a paragraph called Bameh Madlikin. It's all of the Mishnayot of the second parak, which tells us all of the laws about the oils and wicks which are qualified for the mitzvah of Hadlakat Ner Shabbat, and all of the oils of wicks which don't burn well, which you are not allowed to use for the mitzvah of Hadlakat Ner on Shabbat. Because the purpose of Hadlakat Nerot on Shabbat is to enjoy the light. That's why they made such a takana. For shalom bayit. To make sure that when you're serving chicken soup, you don't trip over somebody and burn the guy by spilling the chicken soup on him. Because don't forget, at that time, the time of the Mishnah, the overwhelming majority of people did not have sufficient wood to burn all night. They didn't. So they used to eat late in the day, before it would get dark. But on Shabbos you can't, because you have to wait until you be Mekabel Shabbos. So the Chachamim had to impose an obligation to create light, so that when you eat the meal, nobody, as I said, is tripping over each other, and there can be an enjoyable atmosphere for the Shabbat meal, and that is the mitzvah, the takana of Hadlakat Ner Shabbat. Well, once they decided to dedicate a perek in Masechet Shabbat to this, the editor of Talmud Bavli, Rav Ashi, decided to take the three pages of the Talmud that discuss Chanukah, only three pages in the whole Talmud, and put them here. Chaf Aleph, Chaf Bet, and Chaf Gimel, because the common denominator are the oils. As opposed to Purim, which has its own Masechet, Masechet Megillah, Chanukah does not have its own Masechet. And so the three blot of Chanukah are found in the second parak of Masechet Shabbat. So here we have a machloikis. Omar Avhuna, Pitilot Ushmanim, She'amru Chachamim, Ein Madlikin Behem B'Shabbat, any wick or oils that the Chachamim said you cannot light with them on Friday night for Shabbat, Ein Madlikin Behem B'Chanukah, Bein B'Shabbat, Bein B'Chol. You cannot use these oils or wicks for Ner Chanukah, not for Friday night, nor for tonight on a Wednesday night. He doesn't explain why he is of that opinion. But Rava does. Amar Rava, Mai Ta'ama de Rav Huna, he holds two things. Kasavar Kavta Zakukla, Umutar Lehishtamesh Le'ora. He is of the opinion two things. Number one, Mazel Lechabot, extinguish. Kavta, if the candles extinguished before the requisite time, Zakukla, you must relight them again. You must relight them again. And we are afraid that you are going to be lazy and not light them again. So if you were going to use poor quality oil and wicks, what might happen? They're going to go out before the required time. And then you're going to be lazy and not light it again. So as a result, the Chachamim said on Wednesday night, tonight, you cannot use poor quality oils and wicks. So that when you do light it, it will burn the required half hour. Minimum half hour. And then, why can't you use them on Friday night? Because mutar lehishtamesh le'ora. He believes that you are allowed to derive benefit from the Nerot of Chanukah. You are allowed to. And since you're allowed to, what might you do at the Chanukah light on Friday night? You're going to sit there, you might want to read and daven. And in case it's not burning well, what are you going to do? Adjust it a little. Move the wick around or something. And that's an Isur D'Oraita. In order to make sure that you don't violate the Shabbat, therefore you can't use such poor quality oil. But he writes, Mutar Lehishtamesh Le'ora. So do you think that Rav Huna would require a shamash? Would Rav Huna require a shamash? The answer is no. What do we need a shamash for? Tonight's the fourth night. You put the fourth night. On Friday night will be the sixth night. So you'll derive benefit from all the six candles. You don't need a shamash at all. Why? Because mutar lehishtamesh le'ora. Now, there is a second opinion, but I want to skip the second opinion because just in the interest of time. And go to the third opinion, who says asur lishtamesh l'ora. If you look at the second line on the top, or the last words of the first line, Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rav Masna. Rabbi Zeira said in the name of Rav Masna. For Amrila and others recorded Rabbi Zeira in the name of Rav. Did I tell you last week why it's so important to quote the names accurately? Why does the Gemara spend two lines telling me that Rabbi Zeira said it either in the name of Rav Masna, and others said Rav Zeira said the name of Rav? Who cares? What? Say it A little in what respect?
Love is closer to...
Good. It's going to depend on... It'll help us determine whether this statement is accepted lahalacha or not. Rav Masna, he was a great scholar, but he's not a heavyweight of the Amoraic sages. And it could very well be that we're not going to accept his opinion. He's got his opinion, but there were two others, Rav Hun and Rav Chisda. But when it's Rav, he carries enormous weight. And that's why the Gemara is so careful. It will tell you, this statement was made in the name of this one, name of that one, and here others say, no, it was the name of this one. And it makes a difference. So what does he say? Psilot ushmanim sha'amru chachamim ein madlikin ben b'shabbos. All of the poor quality wicks and oils which you are not allowed to use every Friday night, madlikin b'hen b'chanukah bein b'chol bein b'shabbat. You are allowed to use them on the Yontov of Chanukah, both on Wednesday of Chanukah, plus on Shabbat of Chanukah, Why? My time, Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah, my time of the Rav, Kosovar ein kovsa ein zakuk. Ein zakukla. That if the candles go out before the required time, you do not have to relight it again. You don't. So tonight, if you lit your candles, let's say at 4:15, and they burnt out at 5:30, okay, nishkefela, you don't have to run back and light them again. So if you don't, there's no downside in using these poor quality oils. In all probability, they'll last a half hour, and if they don't, nishkefela. And why are you allowed to use them on Friday night? Why are you allowed to use them on Friday? Because asur lehishtamesh la'ora. You're not allowed to use Neirot Chanukah for your personal benefit. So if you're not allowed to use them for your personal benefit, are we afraid you're going to adjust it? No. You can't read, you can't daven, you can't do anything at the light of the candle. So according to him, would be your... Survey says, according to Rav, we should put a shamash. In case you want to use your Shabbat, in case you want to use something, what should you do? What should you do?
You
ascribe it to the shamash. Exactly. Yes.
Shabbat, you should have better oil and better wicks.
Okay. That's also true, and that's why the Mishnah eliminates all of those. For Shabbos, you know, there's no debate.
Right.
No one says, oh, you can use the poor quality oils. The only difference is some say this type of oil is not so bad. They argue whether they're bad, but if they're agreed upon bad, for Friday night you cannot. That is indeed true. Indeed true. Yes, it is. It is. So, in theory, you would have said, that's correct, that I should use the best type of oils, even for the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah.
And also to remind us, Shem Zayzach. I mean, you would think that it would be
correct,
even more important.
Correct, but that's a different shear, to show that the requirement to use Shemen, Zayit, is hardly ever quoted in the Gemara or by Rishonim. It's become a big deal today. Big deal today. Right? But that's a different share. Maybe you remind me. Next year, I'll give it next year. Maybe. But it's a good topic. Yeah. Now, flip the page now, page 3. And we're going to zero in on a slice of the Gemara. On a slice of the Gemara. And I hope you brought your reading glasses for you for the Balamor. The Mor HaKatan. That's why he's called excellent. The small light. Yes. Yes. Okay. Says the Gemara on the top. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a Braita. Ner Chanukah. Mitzvah lahanicha al petach beito mibachutz. The mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, its primary mitzvah, is to place the Chanukiah outside the door, opposite the mezuzah. That's the primary way to fulfill the mitzvah. Because the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, in its primary state, according to this, is to be for Parsumi Nisa, and the way you have Parsumi Nisa is to traffic in the street. So you light it outside. In America, very few people light it outside. Very few people. I have never seen anyone. Oh, he has it outside? In that Israeli, in that glass one?
No. He has his door, his front door open.
Right.
On a table, there's a menorah.
Okay.
And there's another door behind it. So he has his front door open and he's lighting the candles in there.
Really? Wow, very nice. Very nice. And on the outside of it?
In the doorway. Oh,
so it's in like the hall, a little hallway. Okay.
But the door open. The front door is open.
Good.
He's in there.
Okay.
And there's like a vestibule door behind.
Got it.
And
that's closed.
That's closed.
Okay. So, but here the Gemara means outside the house.
Right.
Outside the in those, like in Israel today, they do it in those glass things all over the place. Correct. There's discussion about those glass things also, whether they're acceptable. There are discussion. There's discussion about that. I'll just tell you why there is discussion. The Gemara says that if you place your candles in a place where they are where you know they're going to blow out, you're not be able to say the mitzvah. They have to have the capacity to at least in theory last a half hour. I understand tonight in Israel it's raining. And they said it's going to rain for another week. Now when it's raining, it gets windy. It gets windy as well. So if you try to light outside, it's definitely what? Not going to go, it's going to go out. So when they said that it's supposed to be capable of going, of lasting the half hour, they didn't mean by putting it in a glass. If you light it in an area where if exposed to the natural element, it's not going to last, you can't be Yotzei the mitzvah. So there is, even if it's in the glass. That's correct. I'll give you another area where the halacha applies. That trumps, because that defines Persumi Nisa. There will be Persumi Nisa if it can stay the half hour. If you expose it to a place where there is wind, it's not going to stay ahead, and there won't be Persumi Nisa.
Right. So in that case, you should light it
will stay.
That's correct. That's why it's better, according to many, to light it by your window where you know it's going to stay. That'll be the next stop. It'll be the next step. And in fact, there is another parallel to that in Hilchos Sukkah. If the sukkah blows away, which happens sometimes, okay, nothing you can do. But are you allowed to make a sukkah in a place where you know it's what's going to, it's very drafty? So the halach is, you cannot. Even if you were lucky that sukkah, and it wasn't windy, you're not yotzei the mitzvah. Because it has to have the capacity to stand with a ruach mitsuya, with an ordinary wind. So there is much discussion, but in Israel, those glass things, thousands of people use that. So the first primary mitzvah is to put it out there. Statement number two. Im hayadar ba'aliyah, somebody lives in the attic on the second floor, manicha b'chalon hasmucha l'rushut harabim. So you put it in the window facing the public thoroughfare. That's what we all do. We put it in the window facing the public thoroughfare. U'bishat hasakana manicha al shulchano v'dayo. And at a time of danger, where you might face danger if you identify yourself as a Jew by lighting outside at the door, then do not put yourself into danger and light it on your kitchen table and nobody outside will be able to see it. That's what the third step is. Manicha al shulchano vidayo. Light it on your kitchen table and that is sufficient. Amar Rava, tzorich ner acheret lehishtamesh leora. Okay? Says Rava, you need another candle, which we call the shamash. Why? To benefit from what? From the oil. From the light. From the light. That's the same Rava we just saw a few minutes ago, who explained why you're allowed, either why you're allowed to or why you're not allowed to use what? The poor quality oils. The same guy, Rava. So if you should believe that mutar lehishtamesh leora, excuse me, if you should believe asur lehishtamesh leora, what do you need? What do you need? You need a shamash to make sure you don't violate the prohibition of deriving benefit from the lights. Nice. Now, do you see next to the lehishtamesh there's a bracketed aleph?
Yes.
Next to the word lehishtamesh?
Yes.
Good. That bracketed aleph in the Rashi script aleph in a bracket means you're supposed to look at the Hagahot Hagra. That's the symbol that the printer has said, that's the reference to the Gong. So you look slightly to the left, you see Hagahot Hagra. I bracketed it for you. Everybody see it?
Yes.
Good. I'm going to read the Gong. And this is not even so small.
You can't read it.
Okay. Says the Gong on the word Lehishtamesh Leora. Writes the Gong three letters. Tuf, Aleph, Mem. Tevot, Elu, Michukin. Tevot, Elu, Mazam, Limchok. Erase. Erase these three words. These words. Lehishtamesh Leora. Just erase them.
So it should say something.
Correct. So your brain is percolating.
Well, would you need an air?
So your brain is percolating. So what question are you going to ask the Gong?
For what?
If it's not the Nishtamish Lo Ra, what do you need another air for? What do you need another air? What do you need it for? The Gong doesn't tell us.
Yeah.
To light the other candles.
No. This is talking about... No, you don't need another candle. You can use a match. You don't need another candle. He means another candle to have there while the others are burning. While the others are burning.
Does that expression appear anywhere else?
Thousands of times by the Guru. Tevot Elu Michukin.
What does that mean? He just said these shouldn't be here?
Yeah. Take a pen and
erase it. What gives him the right to say
no, like
because
that.
The Guru is the Guru. So
he's saying it's a mistake.
Right.
He's
saying it was an error, or somebody had a different
We don't know. Sometimes the Gaon writes things and he happens to have gotten that in other manuscripts
right.
It was that way.
Right.
It was that way.
Right.
That's the way other times the Gaon just did it because he said logically it makes no sense the way the text is written. Later on in the Gaon's life, the Gaon wanted to feel what it means to live in Galut. So he left Vilna, he left Vilna and walked around all over Europe, as somebody never saying, Ich bin doch der Vilna Gaon. He just like a plain person, and the way he supported himself was buying and selling manuscripts. So he got into that habit later on in his life. He also tried to go to Israel. He didn't make it. He did not, as far as he made it, apparently it was Turkey. But he didn't make it. But his students did. Many of his students were of the earliest settlers in Eretz Yisrael in the late 18th century, beginning of the 19th century. And where did they live? In Yerushalayim HaKodesh. That is why, whenever you go into Yerushalayim, everyone will tell you, Minag Hagra dominates Yerushalayim. Minhag Hagra. I'll give you a couple of illustrations of Minhag Hagra. Any of your husbands put on tefillin on Chol HaShamoed?
Yes.
Good. Okay, some do. If you're in Yerushalayim, don't you dare wear tefillin in any shul. Where you can wear it in the hotel room.
In your pocket. In this country also.
Why? Because the Gaon did not wear tefillin on Chol HaShamoed. In Yerushalayim, they don't say v'shamru on Friday night. They don't say v'shamru. Just like in Rinat, we don't say Baruch Hashem li'olam amein v'yamein. If you look at your siddur from Maariv, there's a long paragraph. The Gaon skip that too. And in Yerushalayim, they follow the Gaon. And they don't... So, the Gaon was an incredibly powerful, impactful individual. And he writes, just get rid of these two words. I'm not sure if he had a manuscript to corroborate it, but what's running through the Gaon's mind? So now, next to the Gaon, on its right, you have, on the far left of the page, I printed Rashi on this Gemara. Rashi. Take a look at the Rashi. The caption starts Tzorich Ner Acheret, and Rashi tells you why I have an obligation to have Ner Acheret. Everybody see? It says Rashi on the far left hand, the top of the page. Rashi Shom. Rashi there. What does Rashi say? Read the Rashi. The Elo, if you're not going to what? Light an Ekkah, then you're not going to know Ekkah, you recognize. What are you not going to recognize?
The difference.
What difference?
What day it is.
So you're on the say it a little sharper. Rashi believes that the Rava is telling us that when you see candles in somebody's house at night, everybody has candles in their house at light at night. Because you can't see. So when the passerby will see candles lit in your house, how are they supposed to know that these things are for the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, for presuming Nisa?
Well, certainly...
Oh, just one second. So how does Rava make that suggestion? How? How does he now...
A different type of
candle? No, take an extra candle.
Yeah, but why?
How because you when you have an extra one, what does that say about the originals? These are done with Shem Mitzvah. These are not being used. I know tonight's the fourth night of Hanukkah, and I have five candles. So what will the person on the outside say? What will he say? Hey, I know why he put a fifth one there. To show that any benefit that he needs, any light that he needs in his apartment, is going to be used from which candles? From the extra one. So by lighting an additional one, it sheds light on the first four for tonight that they were lit l'shem mitzvah. That's what Rashi says. Therefore, the word l'hishtamesh l'ora is not necessary. I don't need the candle to derive benefit. And I'm going to show you even a bigger chiddush in the Baal HaMor. In order to demonstrate that the first four tonight, the first three last night, the first five tomorrow night, are done l'shem mitzvah, you isolate, separate, and create another light to demonstrate that these are l'shem mitzvah, that is for standard lighting purposes in the home. Yes.
Right, you wouldn't necessarily come to that conclusion.
Right. It's a good question. I'm not saying no. I'm not saying no. And in fact, the Baal HaMor, who I know you can't read, but you're going to have to trust me, I'm going to read it to you. No, he says, yeah.
That's why I like it. But it says ner acheret, a different type of candle. So
yeah. No, acheret doesn't mean a different type. It means another candle. Ner Acheret is a different. Yes, of course. That is why we never put the Shamash on the same level as the other four. Never. It's either higher or at a distance someplace, but it's not in the regular location. Of course.
But also that logic depends upon everybody knowing what night of Hanukkah is and how many candles should be lit.
I know.
Because before electricity, when they needed light, they didn't put it by the window, they would put it on the kitchen table where the family was gathered.
Oh, that's going to be my next point. That's going to be my next point. Just give me 2 seconds. Excellent point. And I'm going to show it to you in the Gemara. 1 second, what you just said. Just 1 second. So, now, listen carefully. Listen carefully. When did Rava make his statement that you need an extra nair? At what point in the Gemara did Rava tell us you must have an extra light? Tzorach nerach. When did he tell us? There were 3 steps mentioned in the Gemara. 3 steps. So now, Debbie, tell me what you just said. Look at the 3 steps. And when did Rava...
That when you could just...
A bulb is going on.
When you could just put it on the table. So if you can't...
So if you can put it in the door...
You don't need that.
Why?
Because everyone will see it.
Because every Tom, Dick, and Harry knows very well that I don't light candles at the doorway to watch a ball game.
Right.
Or to play cards. Every Tom, Dick, and Harry knows I don't put a menorah by my window to service my kitchen. But in step number 3, imhaisa sakana, if there is a danger, what does the Gemara then say? Manicha al shulchan, you got to put it on your table. On your table? Then it looks like ordinary candles just to enable household activities. Therefore, says Rava, v'tzorech ner acheres. Not because I'm going to use the oil. I don't know who cares about use. Even if I'm allowed to use the oil, the candles, you still need a candle to demonstrate that these candles are not for purpose of benefit purposes, but the shame mitzvah. Exactly what everybody points out, where Rava said his halacha, only after stage number 3 in the Gemara. Yes?
There was a custom to put a light in the window, which was to welcome people back if they were to have been away, or to guide them to your house. The classic thing was a sailor or somebody who had been away for time.
Okay, I guess they weren't familiar with that in the Gemara's time. Perhaps not. I don't know. Good. Now I'm just gonna read the Baal HaMor for you. You'll listen outside. It's the last 2 lines of the Baal HaMor. If you can manage to look at it, the Amar Rava Vitzorich Ner Acheret Lehishtamesh Laora. Va'afilu man de omar mutar lehishtamesh le'ora. Kol tashmish sheba'olam. Even if you are of the opinion that Neirot of Hanukkah, you are allowed to derive any type of benefit from it. And the reason why he emphasized any type of benefit, because some claim you're not allowed to read a comic book, but you're allowed to learn Torah. Mm-hmm. You can't count your money, but if you're looking to see how much tzedakah to give, you can. You're only allowed to use it l'dvar mitzvah. So he says, even if you are very lenient, and you claim that what? You're allowed to use all of the Nerot for kol tashmish sheba olam, to read Superman comics, Batman comics, we all remember those. Nonetheless, beha the Rava mode shitzarich ner acheret. You still need another light. Why? Shelo yehei haraeh omer litzarcho hu da'adle. Because anybody who sees the light will say, you did this for your personal use. But where and when will somebody make such a mistake? If it's on your kitchen table, then it's very easy to make such a mistake. If it's at the door or the window, highly unlikely. So according to this, according to Rashi and to the Gaon, the function of the Shamash has nothing to do with what?
Giving light.
With using light. Nothing to do with using light whatsoever. This will also explain two different expressions that Karo uses about a shamash. He talks about it in two different places, and once he uses a much harsher expression, and once a much more softer tone. So look at source number Vav, which is Karo source number one. Do you see the hay in line five? You see the hay in the middle of the line, the dalet in parentheses? See the dalet in the parentheses? Got it? Okay, so the dalet in the parentheses. Now I'm going to read. Vitzarich ner acher lehishtamesh le'oro. What does the word vitzarich mean? You must put an extra candle, a shamash. Very nice. Now go to the next karo in Sor Zion and look at line 2. Line 2. And tell me what question you're going to ask. V'nohagim lehadlik ner nosaf. What do you mean, nohagim? Mm-hmm. He said two lines, two together, vitzarich. So now, go back to the first source and tell me after what words did Karo write Vitzarich Lahadlik Ne'erachar? After what words? When you're lighting Al Shulchano, you must. In the next halach, he's just talking about other halachot of Hanukkah, but he's talking about the primary way of doing it. Where's the primary of doing it? By the door. So what does the Karo write? For Noachim, the custom is, even by the doorway, to put what? A shamash. But you don't have to, because if the purpose of the shamash is heker, under those circumstances, the heker is abundantly evident if you're lighting by the doorway. Because most people don't need lights by the doorway to serve their personal needs. But if you're lighting on the kitchen table, then it's not up to minhag, then it is vitzarich. You must light a second candle. Based on this, go to page number 4. And this is the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi is the Rav's great-grandfather, Rab Chaim Brisker's father, for whom the Rav is named. His name was Yosef Dov Halevi Soloveitchik. That's the Rav's great-grandfather, and the Rav is named after his great-grandfather. So he wrote a commentary on the... He wrote several things, but this is his commentary on the Chumash, Beis Halevi Al HaTorah. And he writes, since around Parshas Vayeshev, which was last Shabbos, people start talking about Hanukkah topics. We all do. So I'm going to talk about Hanukkah topics also. You know, it's got nothing to do with Parshas Vayeshev or Miketz, because that's when Hanukkah is. And he spends 12 pages or 15 pages talking about Hanukkah. And he writes, Bigamara, the Asur Lehishtamesh La'ora. Piresh Rashi, why is it also lehishtamesh la'ora? Shiyehe nikar shehu shel mitzvah. The opinion that says you are not permitted to derive benefit from it is so that you will recognize that what? That it's done l'shem mitzvah. Veleka lemechash lahatia. And on a Friday night, I'm never afraid that what? You're going to lahatot means to fix the wick. I'm not worried about people touching the neirot on Hanukkah because it's asur lehishtamesh lo'ra. V'haran kasav, the Ran gave a different explanation. Kasav hatam, the kevan shehu zecher leminorah, since the mitzvah of lighting the menorah on Hanukkah is to commemorate the lighting of the menorah in the mikdash, the asur lehishtamesh asua kemenorah, the asur lehishtamesh bo. They treat our menorah as if it would be the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. And in the menorah in the Beit HaMikdash, you are not permitted to derive benefit from it. You are not permitted. So too, which our menorah is a zecher for the menorah of the Beit HaMikdash, we cannot have. In fact, the Midrash asks, so the Gemara as well, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell us to put a menorah in the Beis HaMikdash at all? Does he need the light in order to see? Because the Beit HaMikdash had no activity at night. It was not for the benefit of the Kohanim. There's no activity going on at night. So what do you need it for? So the answer, that's the Gemara answers, it's part of the testimony of the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. That's why it's there. But not for personal benefit. So since it's Asur Le'ora, so too they established that our Neirot of Hanukkah are Asur Lehishtamesh Le'ora. Now listen to this. V'hinei Lepiresh Rashi, according to Rashi, who said that the extra shamash is not to enable us to have benefit, but it's for the heker point of view. Yesh makom kitzat lomar, I might be able to say, kitzat makom, there's a little room to say something new, namely, deleka isura rak libnei habayit. Who is not permitted to make any use of the candles? Only the residents of the home. Dahaner hu shelohem, because the candles belong to them. And if they are going to what? Derive benefit from it. Leka heker. There is no indication that it's done for the mitzvah. The yomru haroim dilitzorcho hedliku. And anybody who sees the candles in your house will not ascribe it to what? To the miracles. But rather what? For your own personal use. And if you remember a shiur that I gave last year or 2 years ago, Ner Chanukah is the only mitzvah which we ever observe that someone else dictates whether I perform the mitzvah or not. Only mitzvah. If you see me sitting in a sukkah and you think, oh, he likes sitting in teepees, who cares what you think? I'm sitting in a sukkah, I'm a kind of mitzvah. Any mitzvah that you perform, if somebody mistakes it and doesn't think that you're doing the mitzvah properly, we couldn't care less. Couldn't care less. The only mitzvah that is different is Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah, if the walker, the passerby, thinks that you are not, what? That you are not fulfilling the mitzvah properly, under those circumstances, you don't get credit for the mitzvah. You don't get credit for the mitzvah. And that's why Ner Chanukah has another unique feature. It's the only mitzvah where someone observing you do a mitzvah makes a bracha. How was the shir? It's called the Birchat Haro'eh. And I'm just going to tell you briefly the machlokes. Some Rishonim are of the opinion that Birchat Haro'eh only applies for someone who will not light, doesn't have a chance to light. He's homeless. He's sleeping in Central Park. There's no mitzvah if you're homeless, to light Ner Hanukkah. There is none. So if I am not going to be in a situation, or for some reason I have to be at work all night, I'm not going to get home. So Chazal established a Birchat HaRoeh, that if you see someone else lighting the menorah, or the menorah lit, you say Sha'asa Nisim Lavoseinu by Baruch Ata Hashem, the whole bracha, and the first night you make a Shachianu as well. Some Rishonim say that the Birchat HaRoeh is not only designated for people who are not going to light, but it's for anyone who sees Ner Hanukkah before they get home. So you take the boss, the number 167T from Port Authority, and you get off by Dunkin' Donuts, and you walk home. And I see plenty of people, Baruch Hashem, lighting the menorah. Right there and there, I say, Baruch Adon Shasa Nisan Rav Oseinu. And when I get home, I only say Lahadlik Ne'er Shel Chanukah. Unless there's no, if I'm just lighting for myself. I'll take a question in a second. So Ner Chanukah is the only such bracha that has a Birchat HaRoeh. Why? Because the other person plays a role in my mitzvah. If he doesn't understand what I'm doing, I don't fulfill the mitzvah. So since he plays a role, the Chachamim granted him an opportunity to recite a bracha on that which he sees. But by Sukkah, a passerby doesn't determine any. Therefore, the Tosfos asked the question in Maseches Shabbos, in Megillah rather, why is it that there is no bracha of the Roeh for somebody who doesn't have a Sukkah? Why isn't there a bracha for the Roeh for somebody who doesn't have a mezuzah? You know what? I'm homeless. I'm sleeping in Central Park. I see a mezuzah under. There is no such thing. Because nobody plays a role in my mitzvah of mezuzah. People who pass by don't play a role in my sukkah. But for Ner Chanukah, the Roeh plays a role, hence there is a bracha. So here says the Beis HaLevi that for me, if they see me using the candles, the Roeh will say, Litzor Cho Hu Da'adlik. He lit this for his own benefit. Therefore, how do we avoid that? Don't use the light. Asur Lehishtamesh Lo Ra. And what else did Rashi say to make sure? Make sure you have another candle. Avol acherim haholchim barachov. But what? Other people who are just walking by in the street, and they come to the bus stop, and it says by the bus stop, exact change only. So I need $2.75. How am I going to see? It's dark. So I walk over to the next to the house where the Hanukkah lights are lit, and I count out my change to make sure I have $2.75. Because if I only have $2.70, I have to go to the store and buy a New York Post just to get some change, even though I don't need the Post, or I read it already. Why? Because I need exact change. So for people who are walking by, says the Beis HaLevi, they can enjoy the lights of Hanukkah. They can use the Hanukkah lights. Why?
Because no one's going to say.
Because they're not doing the mitzvah. Do they have to do a heker? Do they have to make a heker? No. They don't have to make any heker. So if they don't have to make any heker, why can't they use it? We can't use it because we want to demonstrate that the candles are l'shem mitzvah. Outsiders don't have to demonstrate this, that this is l'shem mitzvah. And therefore he writes, maybe they can use the light of the Ner Chanukah. Forget about the Shamash. That's what he writes. Assuming that Rashi is correct, that the function of the Shamash is to create a heker, that the other things are l'shem mitzvah. Are l'shem mitzvah.
Rather.
Yes.
So if you're walking home, you have to actually see the family sitting and lighting candles, or just see it?
An already lit menorah is all you need. Our practice is not to make the bracha of the Roeh unless you are not going to light. Mm-hmm. Unless you are not going to light. Yeah. Unless you're not going to light. But other than that, so, again, somebody who's, it's somebody who doesn't have a home, or somebody who's stuck at work, or I'll give you another situation. Somebody's going to a wedding tomorrow night. I think I am. Going to a wedding tomorrow night. So let's assume somebody's going straight to work for the wedding. When are they going to light? When are you going to light? Okay, so some Rishonim say just light, even though there's nobody out anymore in the street, you light for yourself. But other Rishonim say, no, it's too late. You cannot light at 2 in the morning or 12 at night if there is no public thoroughfare, and they will tell you to light without a bracha. Many Rishonim. Our psak is you're allowed to make a bracha as well. But many say you can. Mishnah Berurah even says it would be better not to make a bracha. So what do? If they see someone else light in time, they'll make the bracha of the Roeh. They also will make the bracha for the Roeh, because they're not going to be lighting at all that particular night, at least not lighting on time.
So one bracha is okay. They just say Sha'as HaNisim and that's it. They don't have
to. Tomorrow night they'll say Sha'as HaNisim and that's it. You can't say Lahadlik. Can't say Lahadlik because you're not lighting.
And if you're, let's say, you're the person making that lighting, I'm saying, you have to say light there so people can eat? Is that a thing?
Don't think that the people making the wedding tonight haven't called me about that. 28, they are nervous. What are we going to do? They're going to be in the hall. What time does the makeup artist tell you to come for a 6 o'clock wedding? 11:30 in the morning or something like that? So when am I going to light? You are not permitted to light in a place which is not your home.
Isn't that the whole thing you have to pay with the...
That's if you are a guest in someone else's home. We're not a home. In a home, it's where you sleep and eat. Not where you go to. People think that even in the why can't I do it if we light it in the shul? The answer is the shul has a totally different halachic background. Shul, we do it because there is parsumi nisa b'tzibur. And what constitutes a tzibur? Something that you must have a minyan for in shul. That's why we light before Maariv in shul. Before Maariv. After Maariv, you can't light anymore. Because people can go home. What are we lighting for? We always light before, between Mincha and Maariv, because the tzibur has to still rain here for Mincha. But in a public thoroughfare, it's always the question that halachist asked about Lubavitch. You can have the highest, the tallest menorah in the world, which they're claiming is in two locations, Grand Army Plaza and on 59th Street, Columbus Circle. The highest in the world. Okay. Where's the chiyuv to light on 59th Street? But apparently the Rebbe said you should light, because there is a mitzvah presumi nisa for Goyim on Hanukkah. There is. That is acknowledged by all. What? I know, but even if they're only Goyim. So, but it's halachically, it's a little difficult to understand because there's no home. The mitzvah is ner ish u beito. You only are not allowed to eat if you're in a position to light.
Thank you for clarifying. That's what I needed to know.
Okay.
So you're at a wedding.
If you're at a wedding, you can't light.
So if you're on your way home on the train also, you said you're allowed to eat
till you... If you're on your way home...
You're
going to
be there.
You're going to be there. So wait until the... But if you're not going to be in a place where you can light, you don't have to fast all night. Even though it wouldn't be so bad, I'll have all the ribs for myself. That's all. Yes.
So if you're walking in the street and you're not, and you don't have a home...
You make a bracha of the Roeh.
Right, but if it's on Beit Ho, then how...
No, Beito is just for the Madlik. Lahadlik. His is only for the Roeh. The Roeh just makes Sha'asa Nisim, first not Shechianu, and he fulfills the, he's not Madlik. He is not Madlik. But he acknowledges the miracle when he sees it.
So he gets the Pesuma Nisim piece of it. But he
correct. But he doesn't get credit for Hadlakat Neirot. Correct.
Because he doesn't have the fire part. He only has the part.
Correct. He's correct. Yes. Yeah.
There were two cases this week. One, if somebody's an onan, so they miss a night, do they, there's no making up, they just skip that night?
Good. So come to the Gemara Shir between Mincha Mar of this Shabbos. I'm going to talk about an onan and Hadlakas Neiros.
Also, if you are flying and you miss the whole.
I'm going to talk about that Friday night. Friday night. About what should someone, anybody, a couple of people called me. We're on the 1 o'clock LL flight today. They're not landing until 7 o'clock in the morning. What do you do? So most people will say, you're exempt. What can you do? You're not in the home. You don't have to. So I'm going to tell them something else. So since you're probably not going to be there Friday night, there is, you are there all the time.
Oh, she's there all the time.
Yeah, she's there. Every morning. Every morning. Every afternoon. Every night. She's the Moritas, best attendance record in the shul, man or woman. Which is great.
I was thinking of putting up a sign today.
And she's never late. Never late. Never late.
She's going to be Shlitzibor.
What?
It's me not.
She probably has a good voice. Cause her, that's all.
That's all. She's going to have a sign and say, unless you sing,
turn off the tape
for Hallel, I'm in protest. I'm not here today. I'm going to shut that tape for
So the Me'iri writes that if you not going to be a roer, you're going to be on the plane, you're allowed to make Sha'asa Nisim nonetheless. Because the bracha of Sha'asa Nisim is on the day, not on the mitzvah. And he compares it to the following situation. Shechianu on Yontiv. When do we typically make a Shechianu on Yontiv? You, when you light candles. I, when I make Kiddush. So the Chachamim preferred reciting the special brachot in the context of a mitzvah of the day. Well, they preferred, so is the Gemara, what happens if you forgot to make a Shechianu at Kiddush or by Hadlakat Neirot? You forgot?
You do whatever you want.
Says the Gemara, Omra Afilu Bashuk. You're in the Shuk in Yerushalayim, taking the Shuk tour. Right? Make it any time you want.
Well, you buy something new.
It doesn't have to be linked b'di'eved with the mitzvah of the day. Says the Me'iri, the same thing as Tubut Sha'asa Nisim. They linked it initially with the mitzvah of Hadlakat Neirot. They linked it initially with Purim, with the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah. But if you didn't do it, you can make it any time. So sitting on the El Al flight tonight, as soon as it gets dark, you say Sha'asa the bracha Sha'asa Nisim Lava Senev, even without a candle. Yes.
Did you light earlier, like you do on Shabbos, that the candles are going
to? Yes, but it can't be before Plag HaMincha, just like on Friday night.
Right, I'm saying.
Plag HaMincha is a quarter after three today. The flight is 1 o'clock.
No, not that one.
For the wedding.
For the wedding. Yes. Yes. You can light
it and leave, and let some, if someone else is in your house, you could light it.
Well, you don't even have to have someone in your house.
No, because it has to last
till a quarter to six. To tomorrow till 10 to 6. Has to last till 10 to 6. But the whole thing is that people, even if they're home, they don't want to leave the camp today. That's an issue. So for that, if people don't want to do it, and I can understand that, technically, the light, if you're home, obviously we don't blow out candles early. But tomorrow, if you're going to the wedding and you light at a quarter after five, and that which is Tzeisakab, or you light at 4:30 after sundown, as long as it goes till 10 to 6, you can blow them out. Then it went at least a half hour after Tzeis. Then you yotze the mitzvah. So then, if you wanted to go to a wedding, so which is what Cheryl is going to make me do tomorrow night, because she doesn't want to leave them alone. Yeah.
So
what about if you're traveling, once you get to Israel and you're in a hotel or you're in somebody else's house?
At night?
Yeah.
So then you light.
Light in a hotel?
Hotel, you're not allowed to light in a room.
Downstairs.
If, okay, the question is, can you be yotze in the hotel in the lobby? Can you be yotze? The answer is probably not. Because that's not where you're sleeping. It's not where you're eating. Nobody eats in the lobby. Anybody who asks me by these Shabbat bar mitzvahs, I tell them, lighting in the hallways is a bracha levatola.
But you can light in the dining room.
If they don't let you. I tell people to light in their room on an electric light.
Exactly.
Hanukkah, you can't do electric.
How about telling you on Hanukkah where they light in the dining room?
Okay.
Well,
what about in the yeshiva? They will light in the lobby of the yeshiva.
I know. There's many who are the real halachas say it's a waste of time. You can't light. You have to light in your bias. And the hallway is not your bias, where you sleep.
So lighting in your room on Shabbat is one thing. What about on Hanukkah? When we're sleeping in this Shabbos. Tomorrow night, we're going to be in a hotel, and we're not supposed to light anything.
Tomorrow night? I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you.
A flashlight or something?
Most say that electric lights or flashlights don't work for Ner Hanukkah. Most say it doesn't work. Because Ner Shel Shabbos was not associated with a miracle. Ner Shel Shabbos, the mitzvah is light. If you can generate light with an electric light or this, that's fine.
It's light for Shalom.
Yes. But Ner Hanukkah, it's to commemorate the miracle, and the miracle didn't take place with electricity. If there's electricity, they didn't need any miracles. So most say you cannot be yotze the mitzvah with an electric menorah.
So what do you do?
I don't know. I don't know what to do. You can't light. If you can't light, you can't light.
And what if you light and slow down the 2 minutes that you're watching until the smoke is out? But you're saying, no, that's not what you should do.
Not what you should do. I recommend it to somebody who asked me this question, that if you want to do that, take a room where they allow smoking.
Interesting.
Take a low in smoking, and then light it in the room. If you want, light in the room, let it go to half hour and then blow it out. That's all. That's what I suggested. They were going skiing in Nevada someplace. It's a stickle issue. It's a stickle problem. All right. We'll stop here, Rabotai. Hold on a second. Hold